Hey Moncrief, this is Travis. I'm getting ready to do my Chapter 6 podcast pager for Concepts of Culture and Diffusion. So the first point that I want to analyze is acculturation, which is when an ethnic group, after they settle down in a foreign location, they keep their cultural values and traditions instead of outright assimilating into the pre-existing culture of the natives. And this is very important to multiculturalism, because if the natives immediately assimilate into the pre-existing culture, then they'll just abandon their values, and then the natives won't be able to experience those traditions of the ethnic or immigrant group. And then they won't be able to incorporate that into their culture. And on that note, this can be my second analysis. It's the cultural change that you can see along Interstate 25, about when Santa Fe, New Mexico, reflects a blend of Native American pueblos and Spanish missions, until you go up to Wyoming, where you see more like European style architecture. That goes right along with acculturation, where people are sticking to their ethnic traditions, and that contributes to the multiculturalism within the country, and that's why the USA is one of the most culturally diverse countries in the world. I believe that a nation's culture is both the most unifying and most polarizing part of any nation and the world as a whole, because differing cultures can sometimes mesh together beautifully and create even new cultures from that, with acculturation and multiculturalism. But also those cultures can clash, and that's what usually is what leads to wars. What I thought throughout the text with analyzing the cultures and how they can come together, it really reminded me of actually Star Wars with Grand Admiral Thrawn, about how he would actually defeat his enemies by he'd study their culture and how their cultures would intertwine, and that's how he was able to formulate a plan to defeat their starfleets by analyzing like what makes them tick and how their minds work in that society. If I were to draw a book cover for this chapter, I would probably choose like a city landscape, kind of like New York City, since it's a mega city in the country. And having been there, I know it contains a lot of separate cultures that have been combined all within those city streets. Alright, that's the end of my podcast, and I'll leave you with this catchphrase: we're all in this together.